Let's take a look at the second part of the Indo-Sri Lankan Peace Accord. This part of the peace accord basically talks about how Sri Lanka could resolve the things that it has troubles with. 2.1. Since the government of Sri Lanka proposes to permit adjoining provinces to join to form one administrative unit and also by a referendum to separate as many be permitted to the northern and eastern provinces as outlined below. During the period which shall be considered an interim period, i.e. from the date of the elections to the provincial council, as specified in paragraph 2.8, to the date of the referendum, as specified in paragraph 2.3, the northern and eastern provinces, as now constituted, will form one administrative unit, having one selected provincial council. Such a unit will have one governor, one chief minister, and one board of ministers. So this, these two statements in the peace accord state that the north and east parts of Sri Lanka can become one and have their own little government with the governor, chief minister, and board of ministers. 2.3. There will be a referendum on or before the 31st of December 1988 to enable the people of the eastern province to decide whether A. the eastern province should remain linked with the northern province as one administrative unit and continue to be governed together with the northern province as specified in paragraph 2.2, or B. the eastern province should constitute a separate administrative unit, having its own distinct provincial council with a separate governor, chief minister, and board of ministers. The president may, at his discretion, decide to postpone such a referendum. So, if you don't know what a referendum is, it is basically a general vote by the electorate on a single political question in, like, a republic. So, basically, 2.3 is saying that the eastern province people can decide whether they want their own separate administrative unit from the north, since the north and east are, well, in different areas. And the president, he has the decision to postpone when this vote can happen and where and stuff like that. 2.4. All persons who have been displaced due to ethnic violence or other reasons will have the right to vote in such a referendum. Necessary conditions to enable them to return to areas from where they were displaced will be created. So, if you read about this, the riots and the Sri Lankan Civil War, you would know that many Tamils were displaced and killed. Thousands were actually displaced. So the government is giving them a new opportunity to live a good life. Because the necessary conditions that they need, shelter, food, etc., will be provided to them by the government.